The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Thursday edition of the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast with me, Bobby Beavers, and I'm delighted to say this afternoon I'm joined by Gary Cate. Well, Gary, good to see you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Bobby, yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. All the better for seeing you, my friend.
Good, good. I could say exactly the same. Keyword there, could.
Could say, but you're not going to?
No.
Oh, love you as well. Right. just before I ask you for your selections ahead of Thursday's racing, of course, there's a big meeting this weekend at HQ over Friday and Saturday. And on Friday, it's the Group 1 Fillies Mile. We've got the declarations through now and it looks a cracking renewal.
Yeah, an open renewal. Though I don't think there's any sort of standout filly at the moment. At the time we're recording this, we've got joint favourites with us here at William Hill. Antonia de Vega, who won the Prestige Stakes on her most recent outing, and Hermosa, one of a couple of runners in the race for Aidan O'Brien. She herself, Hermosa, won a Group 3 last time. But, you know, they're both stepping up in grade here, and obviously they do take a chunk out of the market, whereas obviously Pretty Pollyanna, you know, she's won a Group 2. And of course, a Group 1, of course, she won the Pre-Morne back at Dover, but she's on a bit of a recovery mission, having finished 4th, a beaten favourite in the Cheveley Park Stakes just under a fortnight ago. So she's got to bounce back from that. Zagitova's another runner for Aidan O'Brien. She finished 4th in the Moy Glare Stud Stakes on her most recent outing. But the horse that I'm really drawn to, and I've seen this horse in the flesh, is Jambolic. Now, I was there at Newmarket when she won her maiden. She's got the better of Hello Bangkok, who has actually didn't do a great deal for that form last time out, but she carried a penalty when she won at Ascot on her most recent outing, beating Model Guest, who again hasn't done a great deal for the form. But it's more this horse's attitude, and she's made all the running on both those occasions to both those victories. Don't think it's easy to make the running on the straight course at Royal Ascot for sure. Obviously she did that on her most recent outing, and I think where she's drawn as well, she might be able to get to the running rail from stall 6. So I think at the current price of 15-2 with us here at William Hill, with Frankie Dettori taking the ride, a bit less exposed than one or two of the others as well coming into this, and as I say, she certainly shows the right attitude. She certainly did on her two starts today. I think at the current prices, she might be worth taking a chance on. So Shambolic in the Phillies Mile will be my pick, but there's some really good racing to look forward to during that two-day meeting at Newmarket.
Yeah, there certainly is indeed. And of course, racing action on Thursday afternoon as well. We have got some flat meetings to enjoy, but I believe that your selections are both over the jumps.
They are indeed. I'm going to go to Worcester for the first of those in the 155. On Top of the World comes here in really good form. He's won 3 starts for this new yard of Peter Bowen. He hasn't been with the Peter Bowen yard that long. Was the winner at Newton Abbott 10 days ago. Goes for the 4th timer here. He's on a loan in now. Respect King Alfonso is another horse who has been in really good form. Was a winner on his most recent outing that came here at Worcester. Might have been a bit lucky on that occasion. One of his rivals made a bad mistake coming into the closing stages of that race. Mershine King has had a wind operation since he was last seen. Avery Murphy's horse is in good nick as well. And Cap Dunor is a little bit better than he's been showing of late, but was well beaten on his chasing debut at Warwick last time out. Horse that I like, though, is the Charlie Longston trained runner, Nightfly, in this race. Now, this horse returns here. She's coming off the back of a bit of a break, but she has gone okay fresh in the past as well. She won twice last year at Southall and also at Ludlow. That was actually this season already, but it was back in May. Quick ground, the key to this horse. She gets it here. I think she also had a wind operation at some stage last year. Lightly raced 7-year-old. Hopefully more to come for this daughter of Midnight Legend. Nightfly, the pick in that 155.
So that's the first selection from Mr. Katewell, and that is at Worcester.
It is.
And your second selection, I believe, is at Bangor on Dee.
Yeah, and a valuable prize. Obviously, this is a meeting that's been put on quite late due to the fact that Exeter has had to abandon. There's only four runners in this race, actually.
So surely you're going to get the winner with the quarter to go into post.
Well,
surely.
I can't go each way. only four go to post. Bishop's Court finished fourth last time out. That was Southwell back in May. Comes here off the back of a break. Milk West has been in good form. Gordon Elliott, he's been having plenty of winners with his runners over in the UK. This horse finished second on its most recent outing at Roscommon. Prior to that, had pulled up, but in a better race than this at the Listowel Festival. Eyes Open Wide Awake is interesting for the Bandy team. Hasn't been seen for a while. Did rattle off a couple of wins in the early part of last season at Sutherland at Kempton. A bit disappointing at Sutherland when last seen, but there's obviously been a reason for that. But it's Bangor. We don't have to look too far away. Usually, Donald McCain usually has plenty of winners at his local course, and I think he'll have the winner here as well, with Lofgren, who did win, at Cartmel on his penultimate outing. Finished seventh at Warwick last time out. He'll need to jump better, but a small field, he might just be able to get the run of the race out in front and get into a nice jumping rhythm. So Lofgren the pick in that 3:20.
So there's the two selections from Gary ahead of Thursday's racing. Don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio to hear all the racing live. It's Sam Norris, Chris Pimlott and Craig Forsyth take you through the afternoons and evening action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.